Stick it in your face. It comes from the place you're in. Welcome to Food Talk. I'm Kristen.
And I'm Teresa, and we're talking with the people who are growing, raising, harvesting, and producing food here in our bountiful coastal region.
And also to those who are selling, cooking, serving, and eating the freshest food available in our communities.
Join us today in a conversation about what's in season right now here on the North Coast.
Today, we are talking with Norma Hernandez and Tori Sutherland, both of Clatsop Public Health and the WIC program. Welcome.
Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
So we like to start our show a little with having you both tell us a little about yourselves. And I'm looking at Tori. Can you tell us how you ended up here on the North Coast and how did you end up in public health?
I moved here from Colorado and I did an internship as a veterinary technician with a large animal veterinarian here, Russ Hunter. And I worked in the veterinary field for years until I had children and it was time for health insurance. And at that time, I had been on WIC
motivation.
During my pregnancies and my breastfeeding of two children. So I had been on WIC for 4 years and I really took advantage of that program, learned so much and admired the women that worked in it and thought if there was ever an opening, I would apply there. And it happened that way, that I was able to become from a WIC participant to become working in the WIC program. Love it. Have been at it now 28 years. So
wow,
it's been my life's work.
I just want to interject right now because we're throwing around acronyms already early in the show.
Right.
Let's talk about WIC. What does WIC stand for?
WIC stands for Women, Infants, and Children. It's a nutrition education program that's federally administered, and then we get monies through the state of Oregon, and then each county has their own WIC program.
And then, Tori, what is your job title?
I'm a WIC certifier, so I work directly with families one-on-one with nutrition education, breastfeeding support. I teach the use of the WIC vouchers. I also work for the state as a compliance investigator as well.
Okay.
You should ask her what that is. That's
you
fun.
Can't.
Well, I'm going to come back to that because we're going to put the spotlight on Norma. And so, Norma, how did you end up here on the North Coast?
Oh, I ended up when I came to visit 10 years ago for Christmas, and I thought it was an awesome place to live, and I didn't have to shovel snow. So that was the biggest thing for me. Like, I don't have to shovel rain, so
So where
I'm moving.
Were you shoveling snow?
Boston.
Ah.
I consider Boston my home. And then I end up in public health because I had lost my job, and I became an interpreter for the public health department in 2007. And actually, Joel Archibald was a very big pusher into me to try to really get me, and I learned how to love public health from Joel, I must admit. She was very caring and the way that she talked about the different programs. And that same year, I became a family support worker with the Healthy Start program, which I love. It's a home visiting program. And you're working with these mamas since they are pregnant until the babies are also turned 5. And it was just a great experience. But due to, budget cuts, we lost that program at the end of 2008. So then I was without a job from public health, but now I am back with them. I started back with them in December.
And what are you doing for the WIC program?
I actually do several things with WIC. I'm a WIC coordinator. Mm-hmm. So I try to just help them to keep all the numbers and to see and do reporting, a lot of just more paperwork. I also do some clerical work for them on Seaside every Wednesday. We have a satellite office at the Seaside Library, and we could see all our clients from South County. And it's awesome that you get to be that way one day a week, that you're looking at it in a different way, just to bring the services.
Yeah.
Exactly. The same services that we give here, we give them one day a week of our South County clients. And I just love doing that. And I am also an interpreter with the public health and administrating assistant. So I do every day. Every day is a different job for me there.
When you say interpreter, that means you're doing Spanish language translation?
Yes. Once a week, or every Thursday, all our clients that go to the health department, either for general clinic or for family planning, and if interpretation is needed, I'm there.
Awesome.
So it's pretty cool.
So I think, as we've been talking a little before this show, I mean, I'm learning things about WIC I didn't know, and I actually work with WIC on occasion. And so can you guys give us a little history? I mean, how did WIC start, and why, and who does it serve, and You know, all of those nice questions.
Those are the general questions that we love to answer. WIC started in the 70s, and the main focus was to improve the nutrition of young families. And the main focus at that time was anemia in children, and WIC had a big push to give families information on educating them on their nutrition, getting more iron-rich products in their diet, as well as the foods that WIC provided were iron-fortified. And so anemia is no longer the main focus. As things change in the community and in the health of the community, WIC changes as well. So the focus is ever-changing, and right now breastfeeding is a main focus. We give a lot of support to pregnant women, education prenatally, and then support them following the birth.
And this is to encourage them to breastfeed.
Yes.
And
mm-hmm.
you guys were talking earlier, and I was really impressed by this. So Clatsop County has some pretty phenomenal statistics.
We do. We have some of the highest rates in the state as well as the nation. 92% of the women that leave
so
the
incredible.
Hospital in Clatsop County leave the hospital breastfeeding.
Breastfeeding.
That
and,
is so great.
There are 51% of Clatsop County's women are on WIC that are pregnant. So we're seeing over half of the women in Clatsop County are served through our program, so they are getting this breastfeeding support.
And so it's not just breastfeeding, it's also nutrition support.
It is.
So what kind of information are you sharing with them? Just these foods are good for you, this is how to cook them, or this is how you might eat or how you feed your family? What sort of information
do you guys
provide?
Those are all great questions and all where we meet the mother wherever she is at.
Uh-huh.
So the counseling in WIC nationwide has become participant-centered counseling, meaning that we meet with each family and decide with them what is your focus, where in your nutrition lifestyle are you, and how can we help you with that. So depending on what the family is needing, then the mother or father, caregiver, whoever is presenting this child to us, we work with them about their nutrition, where we can help, and follow through with their suggestions. Oftentimes, these women, they're the ones teaching us. You know, they have great skills in stretching a dollar, and we share that with others. So we're a networking position where we take in information, we give referrals to all these community resources that we have here, as well as giving out the food vouchers.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk a little about the food vouchers. Mm-hmm. What exactly, so you sign up for WIC and you come in with your child.
Well, you also, I'm curious, so there's obviously an economic eligibility.
That's
so
true.
There's like sort of an economic threshold that you have to be falling below to qualify
and
for
WIC. And WIC is the highest of all the social programs. So we have all different kinds of families that participate with us. Our military families locally, we support them. So on average, a family of four, for example, could make as much as $3,554 a month gross and be participating in the WIC family, in the WIC program. So we can work with people. So the process would be you would call the health department, speak with a WIC worker. We would walk you through all of this income eligibility, make sure that you qualify, make you an appointment. The person presents at the health department. We weigh and measure. Depending on who's presenting, you know, a child or a pregnant woman, we take a hemoglobin to see what the iron level is of that participant. And so then we track over time. We have pregnant women, breastfeeding women, infants up to 5 years of age can participate in the WIC program. So many of these families, we've known 10 and 15 years over the
course. Wow, that must be amazing to see those families through so many transitions. And Norma, you were saying about this, I know I ran into you once at the Seaside Library while you were there for WIC. So you were saying this is like, so families come and you get to check in with them, and do you weigh the kids at this?
We weigh them, and we have the length just to see how they're growing. We also measure their heads. And we are constantly just watching this child just to see development. How are they doing? We try to get, what is he doing? How are their motor skills?
Yeah.
Are they walking? Are they talking? Are they pronouncing? And all of these are words and conversations that are so casual. And they are not intrusive at all. And that's what I love to listen in to Yami and to Tori. Just talk to these moms and dads. And just to see how they can walk into it, and you don't feel that somebody is really judging your life. You don't feel that anybody's trying to tell you how to raise your child.
Mm-hmm.
No, we're just here to guide you, just take you by the hand and see what questions you have.
Yeah.
But it is very rewarding to me just to listen to these conversations and just to see how much love come out of them just for these kids.
Yeah.
And how much nutrition you want to give them and the conversations. And it's just sometimes are very funny. And you see the kids since they're a baby and they grow up and we tease them. And, you know, it's like, my God, your head is getting big, you know. And we just try just to put and it's just Tori and Yami has this just sweetness about them. And that is just, I can never match that. I'm like, oh my God, I could never.
I don't know about that, Norma.
I only wish. It's just because it's that true, and we call it the weak spirit.
Yeah. Yeah.
The spirit of weak. The spirit of weak. And it's gone. And it's just when you really try, it's not to say, okay, I got this brochure, and they say that you have to eat this, 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 and this. It's about choices.
Yeah.
We are teaching people how to eat. We are teaching people. Mind you, we do have certain limitations. You know, we do have certain rules that we have to abide. Let's talk about that. People criticize WIC a lot about cereals. You know, oh, but you are pushing certain brands, you're pouring, and this is food that is no good for a child. Well, they're not too bad. You know, I grew up eating cornflakes, so I don't consider that to be a really bad thing. But some of these families, some of them, just having those cornflakes, it's better. It's either that or nothing.
Right.
Yeah.
So we also have to work with what the government is giving us to help families.
Yeah.
But it's all education. We all go to different, all our supermarkets, and we don't buy everything that we see in the dessert aisle or in the cookie aisle or in the soda aisle.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing with them. We give them these vouchers, and they have all these choices from, you know, peanut butter and different kinds of breads and eggs and vegetables, fruits, and they're organics. And yes, we have some cereal that a lot of people will not agree that those companies are the one putting up the money. But you know what? If you know a child that doesn't have anything, that is good cereal for them.
Yeah.
That is so, something that is fortified.
Yeah, I just wanted to back up a little bit, because for people who don't necessarily aren't super familiar with this program, so with WIC, as I'm understanding it, and correct me if I'm wrong, you have a food list. So a woman is or a family is given vouchers that can help them buy food that's nutritionally valid food from according to WIC. And there's lists, so you guys shared with us the lists earlier. And so in some of the categories, it's just sort of you can buy any brand, you can buy, you know, cheese or eggs or whatever. Although I thought it was great that the eggs had to be white eggs. They can't be brown eggs. And I was asking Tori about this earlier, and you said that there's cost issues. Mainly it's just that you were saying that brown eggs are just more expensive.
Right.
And so that's why it's stipulated that they're white eggs, because it is a cost issue as well. They're trying to feed as many people as we can for as little money as possible.
So WIC is different than, say, the SNAP program, because it is prescriptive. People can't buy just anything. All the foods are very nutritious. The cereals all have to be low in sugar and high in iron.
Yeah.
So they are bought by brand name juices as well. And the amounts of these foods have changed over the years, so there's far less juice, far less dairy than there used to be. There's options for soy, lacto-free, acidophilus-free milks as well.
Yeah.
And so milk, cheese, eggs, peanut butter, juice, fruits and vegetables, fresh or frozen, are all available.
And I noticed whole grains seem to be very much featured. You can only buy 100%.
100% whole wheat bread if you're buying that, corn tortillas, or brown rice. So
when people get their vouchers, then you don't have a set amount and you can, say, buy all fresh fruits and vegetables with it. It's actually in categories.
It's a dollar amount. For the fresh fruits and vegetables, it's a dollar amount per month per participant.
Okay.
So depending on what category you're in determines how much. So $10 per month is the maximum for a breastfeeding mother, pregnant mother, and then $6 for the children per month.
Okay.
So that's how that portion. So that's the only part that's a dollar amount. Everything else is by amount. So it'll say how much milk per month, a pound of cheese, a dozen eggs, that sort of thing.
Okay, well, we are already halfway through our show. We're going to take a little station break. You are listening to Coast Community Radio, KMUN 91.9 FM, and streaming live at coastradio.org. And if you're just joining us, we're talking with Tori and Norma from the WIC program at CLATSA Public Health.
And Yay. WIC stands for Women, Infants, and Children.
Quick study.
Been reminded. I know. Hey, well, you know. I struggle with acronyms in this world because there are so many, and I think that can often be very daunting. And I imagine, you know, to a certain degree, a program like yours might be intimidating to someone. You know, they don't know how to reach out for help, and sometimes you think, oh my goodness, I'm signing up for a government program, and that could be really challenging. But I like the way you're describing it is it's really about providing information and choice.
And choices. You know, we give these vouchers to all these families. It doesn't mean that they have to buy every single item there.
Yeah.
It means that that is what is available to them. And they also could say, you know what? I don't like that cereal, or I don't like this. I'm not going to buy that. I prefer to pay for my own eggs, maybe because I want them, you know, free range or so it's choices, but at least we're making sure that if they need it, it's there.
There for them.
Yeah.
That is there for them.
Well, one thing I really love about the WIC program is here in Oregon, we have the Farm Direct Nutrition Program and the fruit and veggie vouchers, which I think is such an awesome program for those of us involved with farmers markets. So can you guys speak to that a little? What is it?
The Farm Direct program is a wonderful portion of WIC where families receive a dollar amount, again, to buy fresh fruits and vegetables that can be spent at farm stands or our local farmers markets. Last year in Clatsop County, $10,544 were spent for
incredible.
Local farmers, and we love this.
I know. Well, speaking as a local farmer, I just want to say that that's a really awesome thing it for is. Local farmers. I mean, that's money that's, you know, on the table that wouldn't necessarily be coming to farmers.
That's right.
So it's awesome to be getting that support and that income stream.
It's a huge part of the education piece for our families, because that whole concept of buying seasonally, you know, that many families now are really savvy at using these, and they'll save back some vouchers so that they have them for pumpkins in the fall, and you know, they're waiting for that berry that they love, or their child just loves strawberries, or whatever that special fruit or vegetable is, they're saving those vouchers especially for that. So this Farm Direct program is in addition to the monthly amount that they receive for fruits and vegetables from the grocery store.
So this is supplemental to that. That's awesome.
Yes.
That's great. Well, and you talk about it's about making food choices too, and explaining to people how. I mean, I think, Norma, you were talking about this too earlier. You can make take it for granted that everybody knows how to shop at a farmer's market or what to buy. But if you didn't grow up shopping like that, you didn't grow up maybe cooking in your family, how do you know these things, and where are you going to learn it? I think we forget that a lot in our culture.
Yeah, we forget that we have to really sometimes introduce people to different kinds of food and eating and preparing food. And we all think that we all grew up the same way, just having all these, you know, abundant vegetables and fruits in our lives, and we didn't. And we have to help people to get there, and we have to expose them. We get a lot of flags saying, oh, you guys love to push formula. We do not like, we actually do not like formula.
Yeah, well, with a 92% rate of breastfeeding,
and we have it here
moms.
To prove it, 92% of women start breastfeeding. It's because we love breasts. We just want every single kid there to love them too. We want them just to really go on, latch on, and we have some great nurses that are just fabulous and so talented, and that is their forte. And just to really to help these moms and go do home visiting and do counseling and the phone, okay, what is the situation? Let's help you get there.
Yeah.
Because it's like everything in life. It's just trying, it's learning something new and it's something different in your body. How can we help you to get there?
And having those cheerleaders. I mean, I think that makes all the difference in the world, especially with breastfeeding.
Yeah.
You know? In the health department, we have two nurses that are internationally board certified lactation consultants who are incredibly helpful. So prenatally, they're doing guidance. And then when that baby comes, they're ready to help. WIC also provides breast pumps so that we're there to help with engorgement postpartum, and also as women return to work and school, which so many have to do so early on.
Yeah.
So
so they're able to check out breast pumps.
Yes, and we have them for them to keep as well. So we have manual pumps. We have electric breast pumps for rental. We have electric breast pumps that are theirs to keep. So it's a wonderful part of the WIC program that they receive a very high-quality breast pump. We have women who have returned to work 5 days a week, 40 hours, who are feeding their baby exclusively
that
breast milk that they pump.
And it's a free
time,
rental. When we say rental, right. Yeah. Right. We're not charging you for that rental.
Well, and I think that Trina Robinson, that she considers, and I thought it was such a great way that she said it, that milk is, of course, the original whole food for our babies. And so what a nice way to go about things.
It's so true.
I also am so impressed that you guys come to the farmer's market to meet your WIC clients. I mean, that is fabulous. And I know
that was a great idea that started last year, correct?
Mm-hmm. Well, we have done it in the very first years that we did it. We brought people there, and then it became so popular that we didn't need to. We're going back to it again this year. It's just a taking by the hand to explain the process and be there at the market. We find our redemption rates are higher when people receive the vouchers at the market. They go right out and start spending.
So you would have basically you would have an information booth at the at a farmer's market, and people would come and get their Farm Direct
vouchers there.
Mm-hmm. And then they're there at the market anyway, so they could just walk around and and shop.
And nothing makes me happier than to see a little kid running by with a bunch of carrots.
Well, awesome. I know you're signed up for the very first market at the River People, which is on June 20th. And so anybody who wants to come visit these wonderful WIC people there.
Yeah, they should come. Tori and Yami will be there, and I will be joining them a little bit later in that afternoon. And, you know, it's from the area, just from Clatsop County, you know, we are present at the three farmers market. And also those vouchers. It's 22 farmers, you know, that accept them.
That is
from those
fabulous
three markets. So that is, and something that people always believe that some of these social programs is about taking money or giving money away. But, you know, one of the things that from the 2012 facts about Clatsop County WIC program, the total dollars spent on healthy foods at local retailers was $775,955. Almost $800,000 were spent here in the county.
Well, and that's something, too. Federal dollars that come into our communities wouldn't come. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know with the SNAP program, it's $4 million. I mean, it's a lot of money our little community. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty exciting. Well, you know, we are a food show. And typically
we're talking about food.
I am just thinking here, though, that it's time to talk about our recipes. And we love to ask our guests about what they're eating right now.
Well, and I think about this, too. You know, you were talking about cooking potentially being an issue for a lot of WIC clients. Mm-hmm. And I think you both, I know, are cooks and can cook, and being able to speak casually about that and just share, you know, that with some confidence and help instill that cooking confidence in people who maybe don't have those skills is a wonderful thing too. What are you guys cooking now? What are you liking to eat?
Because I was just bragging about my lunch today to Norma. I said, come look. This salad was my first salad that I had out of my garden this year. So this time of year, those fresh greens are just incredible. Mm-hmm. And to be able to get them as starts from our local farmers gives me a jump.
I felt super proud of that. I was like, oh my God, they went to a good home and they lived.
They lived.
So I'm glad they're feeding you. That's awesome.
That's right. So at this time of year, salads, you know, I just can hardly keep up at this point.
So what do you like to do? So you, I mean, lettuce, okay,
right,
but
so
what else do you do?
Lettuce. And so with the WIC foods, you know, the fresh fruits and vegetables that they can buy are almost limitless. You know, that part is a very wide open area, and they can buy organic too. So, you know, I'm buying just what the WIC people are to put in my salad to supplement what I'm not growing right now. So, you know, the usual carrots and tomatoes and cucumber and that sort of thing.
And I saw avocado there today.
Oh, you're sorry.
I wish we could grow those here.
Oh my God. I know.
Love those.
Grow kiwis here. I can grow them, but I can't ripen them. So
Grow
them and then bring
ripening
them indoors.
Is a challenge here. Yeah,
and
it's a challenge.
Then they ripen all at once, and I have 150 pounds of kiwis.
Oh
all
my gosh!
Yeah. But I make a lot of jam.
Yeah. Nice.
But I also, Norma shared her lunch with me today, and you've got to have whatever this was.
Oh yeah, tell
made.
Us about that.
So okay, what did you have for lunch today, Norma?
Well, I actually had made some dinner for some friends over the weekends, and I had made some onion rice, which I think that is something that is so easy to do.
Yeah.
Because you just take onion and put it in butter.
Okay, I'm liking this already.
Yeah, and you use a little bit of beef broth, but it could be any kind of broth that you want it.
Yeah.
Do, and I usually also add some couple of garlic cloves into it, and just let it simmer in the butter and get very soft, and then just add rice to it.
Yeah.
And it is super tasty.
So you just do, so you do sort of the liquid to rice proportion that you would, I usually do sort of like a 2-to-1.
Yeah, it's pretty much 2-to-1.
Yeah.
So, and it's just like, but the side dish, and everybody that knows me knows that I'm just like crazy about pork, that I am a Puerto Rican after all. And I had made some pork riblets, but I cooked them in something that is called Malta.
Malta.
A Malta, it's a malt beverage that is non-alcoholic that you get in Latino grocery stores. And this is something that is very high in calories. So I was telling Tori, I said, when I was little and kids were very skinny and they needed more nutrition, they usually will feed them the Malta mixed with milk.
Okay.
Because it was fortified and it would put calories on a kid.
Yeah.
I said, so I grew up drinking Malta and milk. Allah, maybe that's what happened to me. I don't know.
Is it hops?
No. Okay. And it's just a very sweet thing, and I just put it to simmer so it will just get more concentrated, mm-hmm. and add some soy sauce and chili pepper flakes and let that simmer and really get very tasty. And I cook the riblets in the oven and let that cook. And afterwards, I throw the whole thing in it and let it finish cooking with all that malt. And it is awesome.
So where do you get your Malta?
Well, you know, Safeway was selling them, and then I went last week and couldn't find them. So I usually try the Latinos grocery store either in Longview and Portland and Vancouver. Like, I have this ritual of all the stores that I visit. Anybody will think it's just very religious experience going to all these ones, just trying to get some of the ingredients that I cannot get in the coast to make Puerto Rican food.
Okay, that sounds really, really tasty. I think both of them. So it seems like the onion rice with the pork riblets and a salad on the side. Yes. I could see that.
That's what she had today, yes.
That seems like a really good combination between the two. Yeah, that's wonderful.
And always, never forget the yellow plantains.
Oh, yeah. Those fried, they are so good.
When they are fried, and I always tell people, if you go to any grocery store and you see plantains, and they're almost black, they're yellow, but buy those.
Yeah.
Because those are super sweet.
So then what do you do? So you peel them?
Fry them. Yeah, and you peel them and
fry them.
Just slice them. And you can do it like pan fry or a little bit of oil. And my God, it is awesome. Definitely try that. The blacker, the better. It's very sweet.
So I can imagine that if you speak like this to your WIC clients, they would be home cooking. I'm going to go home and cook some of this stuff. Thinking that onion rice, I could probably pull off tonight.
That onion rice, I think it is something that could be definitely pulled.
Well, we're just about at the end of our show, and I just want to say thank you so much for joining us on today's Food Talk. And Teresa's got some great announcements to make.
Yeah, I just wanted to give you all a heads up. So thinking ahead about a month from now in June, the farmers markets are going to be starting here on the North Coast. And we were talking about earlier with the WIC being available at them, but everybody can come and shop. I believe on the 15th of June, the Manzanita Farmers Market starts. That's a Friday afternoon market. On the 18th, it's going to be the Cannon Beach Farmers Market, and that's 2 to 5 in the afternoon. I think Manzanita is at 5 to 8.
5 to 8, yeah.
I remember it's that exciting 1-hour setup. It's kind of terrifying but really thrilling for a farmer. And then on the 20th, the River People Farmers Market here in Astoria is going to be starting. That's Thursday afternoons. Also from 3 to 6. 3 to 6.
And WIC will be there.
And WIC will be there. So you could come out and meet Tori and Norma at that. And Yami. And you can ask any more questions you might have about the WIC program there. Thank you guys so much for sharing this information. I certainly learned a lot more about WIC, not just what it stands for, but also what the program offers.
And if there is somebody out there that thinks they might be eligible, how should they best reach you? I mean,
please,
do you have a phone number?
Health department at 503-325-8500. Ask for WIC, and we'll make you an appointment within the week.
Sounds great.
Wonderful. Thank you so much
for
doing all your great work. This is fabulous stuff.
Thanks.
So we are going to have a few more announcements, and then we're almost done. Sorry about the timing. Thank you.
Oh, our thank yous. Sorry, Kristen's looking at me with this total look on her face. Thank you so much to our ever-patient engineer who's glaring at me, Mark Albrecht. And thank you so much to Luke and Katie for our theme song.
And this show will be available as a podcast at coastradio.org.
comes from.